Today is a very special day. And so, for our first communicants, and by the way, they don't know what I'm about to do, but for our first communicants, I have a few questions to ask you. And I think it applies to all of us as well. First, what does it mean to trust someone? To believe in them, right? And a person who is trustworthy is someone who we can believe in, right? They have not hurt us in a way that we can't believe in them, right? Do you trust your parents? Yes, very good. Do you trust your grandparents? Yeah. Do you trust your siblings? Yes, right? All right, just clarifying. We trust people we love. If we love them, we say, you are someone who I can believe in. And so if your parents say, you have to eat that broccoli for dinner, you've got to eat that broccoli for dinner because they know what they're talking about, right? It's good for you. If they say, you got to clean your room, you're like, I don't want to. We do it because we love them. That's what trust flows from love. Now, today is a very special day because I've been mentioning over and over again, it's the day of your first Holy Communion. It's the day that Jesus is asking you especially to trust in him, to believe in him. He's asking you today to believe that he is going to come under the mere appearance, a mere appearance and taste of bread and wine, but he's going to come to you in Holy Communion. So you will not be receiving bread and wine, but Jesus himself. Now that is a big trust. Right? Especially in our day and age when it's hard to find faith strong as back in perhaps the World War II generation, right? It is a hard trust, but it is a simple trust because we can trust in Jesus. He is someone we love. He is someone that we know that what he says is true. In fact, he's been thinking about this day before you were born. He knows this day is the day that you will receive him in Holy Communion for the very first time. All of us, as we go through life, sometimes we can forget to trust in Jesus in Holy Communion. We get worried about things. We get stressed. We get concerned about just work, school, our friends. But Jesus wants all of us, when we receive him today, to trust it is truly him. Because when we invite Jesus into our hearts, into our souls, he helps us to love him in a bigger way, but also he helps us to love our neighbors. He helps us to be willing to serve others, to be Christ, to be Jesus to them. That all stems from Holy Communion. So what a beautiful day this is. I remember my first Holy Communion. I know everyone here who is Catholic knows their first Holy Communion. It is a special day that you will always remember. But do never treat every other Sunday Mass any differently than today. For when you receive Holy Communion every Sunday, Jesus is saying, do you trust me? Do you trust that it is truly me? And we should always say, yes, Jesus, I trust in you. Because if we say yes to Jesus in life, like I said, he'll help us to love him, love our neighbor, but he'll lead us places that we never imagined where we'd go. He loves us. He has a plan for each of us. And if we stay close to him in life always through prayer, through the sacraments, we will always be at peace in here because Christ is our only peace in life. Other things try to be our peace, but they can't. Only Christ can. And what a gift it is that you receive him today. So remember, when you receive Jesus, I'd come back to your pew, you kneel down and say, Jesus, I trust in you. Help me to love you always. And if you do with the sincerity in your heart, he will always help you to fall more in love with him. And your family members, all of us, as you get older, will notice the love of Jesus in you because he expands our hearts to love others. Stay close to Jesus. Always know you can trust him, and you will go far in life, but ultimately, you will go to heaven.